Day 17. Deuteronomy 16:18-17:20. Deuteronomy 16:18-22. You shall appoint judges and officers in all your gates, which the Lord your God gives you according to your tribes, and they shall judge the people with just judgment. You shall not pervert justice, you shall not show partiality, nor take a bribe, for a bribe blinds the eyes of the wise and twists the words of the righteous. You shall follow what is altogether just, that you may live and inherit the land which the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not plant for yourself any tree, as a wooden image, near the altar which you built for yourself to the Lord your God. You shall not set up a sacred pillar, which the Lord your God hates. Deuteronomy 17:1-20, NKJV. You shall not sacrifice to the Lord your God a bull or sheep which has any blemish or defect, for that is an abomination to the Lord your God. If there is found among you, within any of your gates which the Lord your God gives you, a man or a woman who has been wicked in the sight of the Lord your God, in transgressing his covenant, who has gone and served other gods and worshipped them, either the sun or moon or any of the host of heaven which I have not commanded, and it is told you, and you hear of it, then you shall inquire diligently. And if it is indeed true and certain that such an abomination has been committed in Israel, then you shall bring out to your gates that man or woman who has committed that wicked thing, and shall stone to death that man or woman with stones. Whoever is deserving of death shall be put to death on the testimony of two or three witnesses, he shall not be put to death on the testimony of one witness. The hands of the witnesses shall be the first against him to put him to death, and afterward the hands of all the people. So you shall put away the evil from among you. If a matter arises which is too hard for you to judge, between degrees of guilt for bloodshed, between one judgment or another, or between one punishment or another, matters of controversy within your gates, then you shall arise and go up to the place which the Lord your God chooses, and you shall come to the priests, the Levites, and to the judge there in those days, and inquire of them, they shall pronounce upon you the sentence of judgment. You shall do according to the sentence which they pronounce upon you in that place which the Lord chooses. And you shall be careful to do according to all that they order you, according to the sentence of the law in which they instruct you, according to the judgment which they tell you. You shall do, you shall not turn aside to the right hand or to the left from the sentence which they pronounce upon you. Now the man who acts presumptuously and will not heed the priest who stands to minister there before the Lord your God, or the judge, that man shall die. So you shall put away the evil from Israel, and all the people shall hear and fear and no longer act presumptuously. When you come to the land which the Lord your God is giving you, and possess it and dwell in it, and say, I will set a king over me like all the nations that are around me, you shall surely set a king over you whom the Lord your God chooses, one from among your brethren you shall set as king over you. You may not set a foreigner over you, who is not your brother. But he shall not multiply horses for himself, nor cause the people to return to Egypt to multiply horses, for the Lord has said to you, you shall not return that way again. Neither shall he multiply wives for himself, lest his heart turn away, nor shall he greatly multiply silver and gold for himself. Also it shall be when he sits on the throne of his kingdom, that he shall write for himself a copy of this law in a book, from the one before the priests, the Levites. And it shall be with him, and he shall read it all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God, and be careful to observe all the words of this law and these statutes, that his heart may not be lifted above his brethren, that he may not turn aside from the commandment to the right hand or to the left, and that he may prolong his days in his kingdom, he and his children in the midst of Israel. UCG Bible Commentary, Deuteronomy 16:18-17, Administration of Justice, Rules Concerning Kings, and Justice for All. In this section of Deuteronomy, Moses explains how justice is to be administered, and who is to do so. He begins by explaining that judges and officers are to be appointed in every city. If a matter proved too difficult at this level, it was to be taken to the place of God's tabernacle, to the priests, the Levites, and to the judge there in those days, who together constituted a sort of supreme court, whose decisions were binding. Deuteronomy 17:9-11. However, it was not, like the U.S. Supreme Court, a court of appeals wherein either side in a dispute could ask that the matter be judged again. For only the judges at the lower level could determine whether the case needed to come before the higher authorities. Later, the chief seat of judgment on the human level will be occupied by a king. None of these judges are to pervert justice by accepting bribes or showing partiality to anyone. Deuteronomy 16:18-20. Moses continues by stating the criminality of idolatry and describing right and just proceedings regarding the execution of its perpetrators, through stoning, verse 21-17:7. To ensure that an allegation of idolatry could be substantiated, the matter had to be diligently looked into, and two or three witnesses had to be found confirming the sin. If only one person saw and reported the transgression, the perpetrator could not be killed. Furthermore, the witnesses who reported the transgression had to be the first to cast the stones, verses 1-7. This procedure for a carnal nation was to ensure that the stoned person was in fact guilty of the alleged crime, and that such evil conduct would not be repeated. Indeed, the same principles had to be applied for any capital offense, compare Numbers 35:30. Moreover, no conviction of any crime, whether worthy of death or not, could be established without the testimony of at least two witnesses, Deuteronomy 19:15. After explaining the role of the appointed judges and the people's responsibility to heed them, God moves on to the matter of human kingship. At this time, God was Israel's king, Exodus 15:18, Numbers 23:21. But knowing human nature, he already foresaw and knew that Israel would eventually ask for a human king as in other nations. Although this request would constitute a rejection of God's direct rule, and therefore be sinful, 1 Samuel 8:7, 1 Samuel 12:19. Nevertheless, God would give them a human king, as he had earlier prophesied that he would, compare Genesis 17:16, Genesis 9:10. But Israel's future king was not to be just like other rulers of the day. For, in placing certain restrictions and requirements on Israel's king, God essentially decreed that the nation would be a limited constitutional monarchy under his own supreme theocracy. These regulations limited the power and splendor of the future king. He would not be dependent on military power and riches. He was exhorted not to entangle the nation in political alliances that would expose Israel to pagan worship. Instead, he was exhorted to guide the nation into obedience to God's laws. Nelson Study Bible, Note on 17:15-17. In requiring the king to read and govern according to God's law, the true king of Israel would be bound to God's instructions. He would not be a tyrant, but a king who ruled in accordance with God's revealed will, Note on Deuteronomy 17:18. Sadly, few Israelite kings would fulfill their responsibilities in these regards, but the instructions here can serve as a lesson for us. True Christians, the saints of God serving in his spiritual administration of life, do not administer civil judgment over the governments of this world, see 2 Corinthians 3:6-7. But they are to eventually serve as kings in the coming kingdom of God, which will soon reign over the entire earth, Revelation 5:10, Revelation 24, Revelation 26, Revelation 2:26-28. Daniel 7:18 says that the saints of the Most High shall receive the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. And verse 22 reveals, judgment was given to the saints of the Most High, and the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom, KJV. Psalm 149 elaborates, let the saints be joyful in glory, let them sing aloud on their beds, let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand to execute vengeance on the nations and punishments on the peoples, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute on them the written judgment. This honor have all his saints, verses 5-9. So even though Christians are not to judge in the governments of the world today, they will, when glorified as immortal kings, both judge and carry out judgment on the nations according to the written judgment. Therefore, if the kings of Israel had a responsibility to read and meditate upon the book of the law, Christians, as future kings in God's kingdom, have an even greater responsibility to do so, yet by studying not only the civil law of Israel, but the full exposition of God's judgments as found throughout the entire Bible. Glorified Christians will of course rule with great mercy, just as God's great mercy has been shown to them throughout their human lives.